Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Thursday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a wee little hair after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever you are receiving us, et cetera, we appreciate the fuck out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours taking some slings and arrows. No, well, we're taking slings and arrows, and yes, we'll be throwing slings and arrows at the right.
Send me your slings and arrows.
Thanks for joining us. Tweet us and all that shit. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and what up, America? How's it going? What's going on?
Finish the greeting. I made myself a drink, and thank I left you. It in the kitchen.
Right. That's all right. Thank you for joining us on this podcast. You can follow along with the madness on Twitter at Crab Diving. We check the twatter quite often. You can also send us a message on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving. We really don't give a fuck about that during the show, but blah, 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 blah. Okay. Right.
Right, sorry, I had dental appointment and scant 19 minutes ago, 20 minutes ago was on the other side of town here, but I was even talking to the dental hygienist or whatever, I don't know, whatever she was, that she was cleaning my teeth.
Right.
And we were talking about the fact that we moved from Los Angeles to here and everything.
Oh,
and
yes.
Like traffic is a major difference. And she said it was quaint. She said, oh, well, traffic is just starting to amp up here because of the holidays. Like, she's like up around the mall.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm like, yeah, malls everywhere are one of the layers of Dante's hell.
You know, during the holidays, God, fuck that. Just get everything you want to buy people at Walmart and just assimilate.
I didn't know if I'd, if we were going to be
by
late,
the way, speaking of shit you're gonna buy, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever we spend, we get a tiny little percentage of. It doesn't cost you jack shit, baby.
And I'm not going to blame myself, I'll be honest.
Of course you're not, you dickhead.
So there you go. So I'm just turning things on here. Really, I just ran in the door. Thanks for joining us this lovely Thursday. Thanks for listening to us, downloading us, all that shit.
Fuck you.
All kinds of fun stuff going on in the world. We have a new nominee for the Fed.
Yay.
All kinds of fun things like that. Let's see what's going on in the headlines and get this shit going.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So deep.
Pensacola, Florida. Dateline, November the 2nd, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
America's new transvestite army.
Yeah.
What a dickbag. Fuck you.
Over to the commie pinko liberal.
Hey, fate.
HuffPost.
Oh, yes.
There is a photograph at the top. Excuse me.
Yes.
As I burp my way through.
Gross.
I haven't sipped my beer yet.
Oh, my God. Take a sip of your fucking beer.
Well, I will. I'm just saying I'm not burping because of the beer. I'm burping just because I'm gross.
Right.
HuffPost. Exodus. Another GOP lifer bails on Congress. These rats are leaving the sinking ship of the GOP.
Would they rather...
it's Lamar Smith. Holy shit.
Would they rather leave than stand up to this Kraken they invented and foisted upon us?
Well, yeah, or be riding the Titanic as the good ship GOP.
Right.
Because if Trump continues, I don't know that he really physically can have a lower approval rating because...
zero?
I mean, there's just... well, yeah, it just doesn't work that way, though. But, you know, the...
why? Math or something?
Yeah, because you're always going to have assholes who are gonna like him.
Yeah, but you can't have an approval rating in the 20s?
No matter what he does. I don't know if Trump can have an approval rating down in the 20s.
Right.
But if he does get down in the 20s, then you'll see a lot more. Then he'll be impeached. I mean, because then there's no way. He's not only not going to help them in the 2018 and the 2020, but, I mean, he's going to drag them down. And some of them are seeing... the writing on the wall that if they don't get this tax reform done, which
that ain't happening.
They were supposed to unveil yesterday, but you know, we need a little more time.
So they don't really have anything. They probably don't have it fleshed out. It's probably not ready.
Oh, well, no. Yeah. They came out with, it was like, do you remember his first, here's my tax reform. And it was like three bullet points.
Yeah. Here it is.
That's not tax reform. And
that's some ideas on a paper.
Lower taxes for the rich.
What a dickhead this guy is.
And make America great. That's my tax reform.
Who is Trump more of an indictment on the shittiness of the fucking GOP than anything else? I mean, I really...
so
what a
many
garbage.
Things.
What a garbage party, though.
Yeah, they've become,
trash.
Since the Reagan era, they've really opened the doors to a lot of walking STDs.
I mean, the last president you guys had lied us into a fucking war. I mean, he lied us into a fucking war.
And then if you look at, I think it was since the 50s, I've seen memes and posts about this. That
memes.
Since the 50s, you count up all of the executive department, executive branch.
Yes.
Indictments and convictions.
Okay.
It really is like the Democrats with 1/10 of the Republicans, partly thanks to Ron Reagan, who had like 30 people indicted and convicted. Oh, no, he was the greatest president ever.
Well, that's what the GOP does lately, right?
Although hold my beer.
Yeah, yeah. The Iran-Contra scandal, fucking lying us into the war with this GW. And now this shit. Oh, I'm sorry. But a blue dress. But the blue dress, right? The cum on the dress.
Yes.
That doesn't even hold a candle to this shit. Oh, what about all the indictments from Hillary?
Which wasn't illegal.
What about all the indictments from Hillary?
It was only because Bill said, I did not have sex with that woman.
What about all the indictments from Benghazi in the email scandal? What about that?
0.0.
Wow. Okay.
So,
man.
Yeah, I mean, it's grossly outnumbered.
Yeah,
on the GOP side.
They are racist garbage.
Since the 50s.
Right.
That they are obviously, by the numbers, more corrupt, more shenanigan filled.
Yeah, and by the way, they're the conservative party, right? They're the party of responsibility.
Oh, yeah, family values.
They're strong on defense.
Sure.
They lied us into a war.
Yeah, that's pretty strong on defense.
Right? They lied.
So Lamar Alexander is the latest victim of Trumpism from Texas, a prominent, well, this is good, climate change denier. Remember this. He's been the head of the House Science Committee.
What garbage? I mean, I there's not a better word.
Announced
bye-bye.
That he is retiring from the House after his term ends this year. He's from Texas. Yeah. At the end of this remaining, with over a year remaining of my term, there's still much to do. There's legislation to enact. Oh, good luck with that.
Yeah,
dozens of hearings to hold, hundreds of votes to cast. Yeah, it's still pretty terrifying.
Yeah.
climate change denier, and the Republicans put him in charge of science.
Yeah, why not? Why not? Fuck it.
I've completed my 6-year term as chairman of the Science, Space, and Technology Committee. I have one new grandchild and a second arriving soon. I hope to find other ways to stay involved in politics. I want to spend time with my grandchildren.
Oh, yes. Bullshit, you fucking liar. Hey, and do us a favor, Lamar. Don't do anything else in politics. Lamar. You've done enough, Lamar. How long? 6 years?
Well, just for... he's been in forever.
Forever. Do you think you made the world better?
First elected to the House in 1986.
Oh, shit. Wow.
So there you go.
And so Trump is the guy that chases him the fuck out? I mean, sure, maybe he's getting out because he's an old fuckface, but who knows?
I'm sure it helps that his party is involved in a really civil war right now, and the people who seem to be winning are the Nazis.
Right.
The Bannonites, the tiki torch waving little boys.
I don't understand why GOP fuckers like Lamar are running. I don't get it. Why are you quitting? I mean, you guys have the House.
Why are they running away?
Yeah, you have the Senate. What's not to like, dickhead?
Because they can't get shit done. Even
no.
Even with the even though they're together, they have the House, the Senate, and the executive branch.
God, how does Mitch the bitch look at himself in the morning like, ugh, God.
Oh, he can't, right?
He can't, right? I mean, through that saggy skin, you know? Just...
Well, he probably has no reflection.
Right. Oh, okay.
For
that's
one.
True. I need some blood.
So that's the headline. Over to the Huff Post.
Hello!
At the Drudge Report.
Yes!
Let's see what the other side ain't thinking. In Powell, Trump trusts, it says, Yellen out at Fed. So,
right.
In an unsurprising break with protocol.
Protocol.
For really no reason other than she's got black fingerprints on her.
Oh, yes.
Janet Yellen.
Right.
Ever liked her. There's no reason to get rid of her except for the fact that Obama put her there. And he even said it a couple weeks ago. And he was like, you know, I like what she said and everything and what she does. And Janet's done a great job. But, you know, you want to put your own brand on it. You want to put your own mark on it.
Not your fucking brand. Not your fucking sick, diseased, racist, anti-Semitic, bigoted fucking brand.
Which means I don't want anybody around that had anything to do with Obama.
Yeah.
That's
white,
his
please.
Fucking mental illness that he's got about Obama.
Straight white males, please.
President Trump nominated Jerome Powell to run the Federal Reserve once Janet Yellen's current term expires in a move widely expected and unlikely to disturb the roaring stock market. So nothing. But the rich are going to keep making more money.
Right.
It's okay.
You know what's funny? I don't know this Jerome Powell. I don't know him from whatever. But I guarantee you I will. We will get to know this guy because he will be involved in some bullshit shenanigans. Some fucking shit will happen. And we will figure out who Jerome Powell is. Just like every other cabinet appointee.
The Trump made his announcement during a ceremony in the Rose Garden today.
Squirt.
He's been teasing in the Twitter when he's talking to people. Next week, who's it going to be? Who's it going to be, everybody? Who's going to be the new Fed chair?
Tweet my orange nipples.
These after the break.
All right. Coming up.
Trump said, today is an important milestone on the path to restoring economic opportunity to the American people.
Wow. That's probably about, like, as excited as he sounded, right? He's not very good when he's speaking from the teleprompter.
Oh, Jesus. God, Trump.
Yeah.
He then went on to say, wait, let me see. This needs background music.
Oh, shit.
He's strong, he's committed, and he's smart. And if he is confirmed by the Senate, Jay will put his considerable talents and experience to work leading our nation's independent central bank.
Every time you play that music, Mike puts on a ball gag and a butt plug.
Nobody knows how complicated it is to be the federal chairman.
Yes, or a bottom in a BDSM scenario.
So that's it. It's, you know, another
Yay.
You know, another white guy. Another right. old white guy gets appointed.
This guy's white, are you sure?
Powell led a, this says diverse field
okay.
Of potential nominees, including former Governor Kevin Warsh.
Yes.
Stanford economist John Taylor and Chief Trump and economic advisor Gary Cohn, and even Yellen herself.
Yay. Okay. Congratulations, everybody.
But it looks like Jerome Powell got the rose.
Bam. This white guy's getting paid.
In the Rose Garden.
Oh, okay.
That's the headline over the Drudge Report.
Yeah. Who cares? What difference does it make, really?
I'm just looking at some of the other sub headlines over here at Drudge. Sub. See what the ninnies are getting all their panties in a bunch
Ooh,
about.
Yes. Send me your panties.
Republicans release tax plan. We okay. saw that, which is not much.
Isn't it a postcard?
Well, for Trump's goal is to get people to be able to fill out their taxes on a postcard.
Did you say he did some kind of weird shenanigans with a postcard?
Said our goal is to have everyone to be able to fill out your taxes on a postcard. Wouldn't that be nice? And then one of the toadies produced apparently a prototype
yes.
postcard they have. And Trump is like, oh, I didn't know we had this. I didn't know I'd have props. And he's holding them up and waving them.
Yeah.
And then he's like, this is great. I love it. And he kisses the card and hands it back to
Why?
One of the toadies.
Why does he kiss it?
Can I grab its pussy before right. I hand you the card back?
But why would you kiss that card? What does that mean? I'm just wondering, sealed with a kiss, is that the thing that he's...
I guess, kiss of death, probably, because right, it ain't going to happen.
Creepy. Who else has touched that card, dickhead? You're getting your lips all over it. What a fuckface.
They are keeping the 39.6% rate for high earners.
Yes.
But they want to cut the corporate rate to 20.
Okay.
They are looking... It says to keep money in the pockets of individuals and families and boost incentives for businesses by closing loopholes. Let's see if you actually do close loopholes. We agree with that.
Yeah,
we agree that businesses and rich fucks should not have loopholes. Mitt fucking goddamn Romney made, what was it that one year he made $100 million and paid like 8% tax, they figured out, because of all of the shenanigans and it's all legal.
I mean, you know, it's kind of frustrating because how much did he make? $100 million or some bullshit like
some
that?
Some ridiculous amount.
So
but
what
he still
if he
only
paid 20% on that? What if he paid 20% on that?
How about the old days where they paid 90% on that?
And he would have $10 million left over. So what? Isn't that plenty? Isn't that plenty of fucking money?
Even 50%.
Right.
They scream that it's not fair. When America was great again,
yes.
according to them... They forget that the tax rate for the richest assholes, like the Koch brothers and the Mercers
right.
and all those fucks, was 90%. 90.
Why don't they ever bring that up?
Make America great again.
Right. Make America white again. That's what they want. That's what they like from that time period, because that was before the Civil Rights Movement.
And you could backhand your wife when she was
yes.
Lippy. The mortgage.
I'm sure they do that now.
The mortgage interest deduction. This is going to help rich people because let's think about this. The future home buyers would only be able to deduct interest paid on the first $500,000 total cost of the mortgage. How many people, it used to be a million,
right?
How many people in the country have $500,000 plus mortgages?
Yeah, I don't know. Kate, give me that number.
So that's going to help the rich.
$500,000.
They are saying, I mean, this would help people. This one actually would. Increasing the standard deduction so that single filers earning up to $12,000 and married couples, joint filers earning up to $24,000 would pay no income tax. So that's...
Oh, yeah.
It was like $6,000 or $7,000 before. Can you imagine that? You make $7,000 in a year. And you get federally taxed.
Come on, that's fucking insane. You can't even live on that.
So now it's up to 12.
Right.
The bill would collapse 7 tax brackets for individuals into 4.
Okay.
With rates of 12, 25, 35, and 39.6 for the rich assholes.
Oh, shit.
They increased the child tax credit from $1,000 to $1,600 per qualifying child.
Okay.
Well, that's not fair at all.
Right. What do you mean?
I want a child tax credit for my dog.
Yeah, right on. Do you know how much her food is? Anybody listening? It's a lot.
And she doesn't have health insurance.
Right.
And that shit's expensive.
Yeah.
So the child tax expansion is part of the new family credit.
Right.
The mortgage, like I said, the mortgage, the retirement incentives for 401ks and IRAs are maintained. So they got rid of that. The Republicans were looking at those.
No,
you know, the only
God.
Reason they were looking at that shit was to try to offset the tax cuts for the rich.
What?
And they got caught.
Right. That sucks. I mean, you know, these guys are just raping the fucking country. Whatever.
The estate tax will be fully repealed, which is such bullshit.
Yes.
So the Trumps will be dancing the dance of joy, the crotch spawn.
Crotch.
Although they may end up in jail and hopefully right. all their assets will be seized under a RICO statute.
Somebody told me there was a sealed indictment floating around out there. Is that true?
They think they were doing the maths on the way the indictments were numbered.
Right.
That they came out with. For Poopadoopolis and Manafort.
I love saying this guy's name.
The other dude. And
Platypus.
That there seems to be some gaps in the numbers, and they're wondering if possibly there were some indictments that are still sealed. And most of the pundits out there who are prosecutors, foreign prosecutors and stuff like that say
yes.
that they would be amazed if there weren't more indictments that are maybe sealed or pending
right.
quickly, because
why
it seems
do you seal
like,
an indictment?
It seems like Mueller is waiting to is wanting to move quick, so they don't leave.
Oh, I see. Oh yeah, get me the fuck out of here.
So the yeah, and with this case, here, I mean, so the press doesn't go nuts. So the
right,
you know, and probably to put a little shiv into Trump's dick.
What if it's Trump?
To upset him.
Oh, yeah, they're going to shiv his dick. Ouchie.
So there you go. The bunch of white guys came out and
Yay.
Talked about how their tax.
Boo.
But I guess we have to wait and see, you know, what all the number crunching is going to end up from the CBO and stuff like that.
Right.
And we'll see exactly what it does. Once it's kind of, I don't know how extensive it is. Again, or if it's just one of these bullet points. Here's what we right. want to do. Here's what we want to do. But you got to put the legislation together. And then, you know, there's going to be Freedom Caucus.
Oh, my God.
Lunatics who are might hate it
yeah.
because it increases the deficit. And they ran on 100% nothing. I'm not voting for any increased deficit.
Are these Freedom Caucus fuckers, are they helping our country? Are they doing anything positive, these Tea Party dickheads?
No.
So fucked up.
And that's what Bob Corker, outgoing senator, kind of anti-Trump dude now.
Yes, kind of.
That's what he said, is that he will not vote for a tax deal that increases the deficit. That's
wow.
simple. So...
Thanks, Bob.
It might be DOA, whatever compromise they come up with in the House.
They ain't going to get dick.
Maybe DOA by the time it gets to the Senate, because right. John McCain hates him.
Yes. Slow clap for Bob Corker and John McCain having the courage to stand up to Schittler. Good job, guys.
Lindsey Graham's got like a weird kind of a abusive relationship going on.
Yeah, he gets me.
Loves him, hates him.
He laughs at all my jokes.
We have makeup sex every time.
I don't think Lindsey's gonna fuck Trump,
no.
dude. I don't see that. I don't see that happening.
Stocks set more records, it also says over at the, at the Drudge Report. Oh, another big headline. Clarence Thomas spoke, apparently.
Oh, wow. Great. Time to ejaculate.
I'm sure it was something heinous.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he gave a interview to stiff arm waver
Boo.
Laura Ingraham.
Right. The Nazi.
Watch that GIF. I put it on our Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving. Don't forget, tweet us during the show at crabdiving, one word, CRABDIVING. But she gave that speech at the RNC at the convention.
Yes.
And at the end, people just don't do that. She literally turned to her left. I don't know who she was looking at or what, but she Nazi saluted. Stiff arm, stop.
Right.
Motion, stiff arm like this. And then she turned to and waved with her arm. But there was a really weird stiff arm Nazi-esque salute. And of course, all the libtards, they were saying, oh, your libtards are crazy.
Fuck you. Shove that up your ass. You know, the only reasonable way to describe it, to explain that, is that she's a Nazi or doing Nazi shit.
I don't know how you accidentally do a Nazi salute.
I never do that. I've never accidentally Nazi saluted.
Yeah, download that GIF or watch a video of it. It's really kind of blatant.
Right. Especially if you think of the context, you know, because it was right at the end of a Trump speech, right? Or what speech?
Well, it was her speech at the convention.
Right.
She spoke in front of a bunch of white people at the Republican convention.
Oh, yeah. So in that context, it sort of makes sense that it would be a Nazi salute. You know? They're a bunch of populist, dickhead, racists. I get it. Kind of fascist. Sure. Throw in a Nazi salute. It fits.
So there's a report out that this is... God, I think this might have started over at Fox News, amazingly enough.
The news.
Did you see shit starting to hit the fan a little bit? Maybe Rupert Murdoch will get his comeuppance.
Right.
I mean, he will. He's, you know, 80-something. His ultimate comeuppance is not far away.
How long do these fuckfaces live?
Well, when you have billions of dollars, you can infuse the infants, the spinal fluid of infants to help keep yourself alive.
Hand me another baby. They got a little baby juicer.
Well, and that whole, that's actually a thing. You know, you can...
What is?
I think it kind of works. No, to get full blood transfusions from people that are young. And I am not joking.
That's fucking crazy. Yeah. I've never heard that. What do you mean? Is there scientific proof to support, like if you give a younger person, gives their blood to an older person, it makes them feel younger? Shit. Hey, I want that.
Hey, CNBC, man. Blood transfusions from teenagers, startup charging $8,000 a piece.
Right.
And there were supposedly a study with mice.
Right.
That apparently backs it up.
You know what, man? I know some comics that are younger than me. They don't have any money. I'm just going to be like, hey. Fucking give me some of that blood. I'll buy you a drink.
I think your blood's got to be kind of clean.
What do you mean? Oh, don't get a comedian's blood. Fucked up.
A company called Ambrosia.
Oh, yeah.
Has about 100 customers who are paying $8,000 a pop for transfusions of young blood.
DC, man, if you're rich, you live longer because you have money. This is crazy to me.
The scientific proof of it is not yet solidified, but people are still doing it. Anyone over 35 can become a customer.
Oh, okay.
But most of the early adopters tend to be of retirement age, rich people.
They got that money, baby.
Donated blood typically comes from teenagers, although anyone under 25 is eligible.
I know some people under 20. God damn, they don't have any money. I'm going to buy their blood.
Oh, this is bullshit. The company buys its supply from blood banks, which also sell blood to pharmaceutical companies. So high schoolers donating their blood are not aware it might be used on healthy adults.
To make money. So
you're giving blood thinking, I'm helping people.
This is bullshit.
And then it goes to some rich asshole.
So some dickhead like Mitch the Bitch is paying top dollar for this weird ass virgin blood that was donated.
They say those who have signed up have seen some positive benefits, haven't reported any negative ones. Blood transfusions come with a variety of risks, including allergic reactions.
Whatever. Yeah, you know what? We got to ban this shit. I don't want these old fuckers living longer. If you're a GOP person, you shouldn't be allowed to get a transfusion. If you voted for Trump, no more young blood for you.
After reviewing research into whether injecting older mice with the plasma portion of young ones can improve memory.
Right.
Other so-called parabiosis studies went a step further in connecting older and younger animals so that their blood mingles.
This is all weird, man.
Yeah. I mean, so I guess they're still studying it, but
there
are some rich assholes out there already getting blood transfusions
from
teenagers.
From blood that was donated.
Yeah.
They're paying for it. God.
And apparently some actors trying to get semen infusions from teenagers. Yes. So there you go. Blood transfusions.
Right.
How did we end up there?
Stream of consciousness.
Mueller's next target, according to Fox News,
9
could be a group tied to Vice President Mike Pence.
Oh, yeah, baby. I love it.
Special counsel Robert Mueller has reportedly set his sights on another target, a pro-Trump nonprofit with ties to the vice president's chief of staff.
No shit. Who the fuck is, I don't even know who that is. The vice president has a chief of staff?
Yeah, they all do.
Oh, I didn't know that.
America First Policies.
Blah.
A group co-founded by the newly indicted Manafort deputy Rick Gates.
Ricky.
Recently received a request from Mueller's office, along with the group's connection to one of the Mueller's latest targets. It's also it also has a friend in high places, Vice President Mike Pence's chief of staff, Nick Ayers.
Okay. Probably a dirtbag.
According to some shit published, Ayers was confirmed as vice president's second chief of staff. A young Republican was the leader of the AFP. So he was the leader of America First Policies.
So there's a chance Mike Pence's chief of staff had ties to Russia.
Well, Mueller is to something. Mueller is looking into that group.
Wow.
And before he was Vice President Pence's chief of staff, this guy was the head of America First Policies.
Wow. Do you think this bothers any of the people that voted for Donald or any of these fuckheads of the 33%?
Oh, no. It's Democrats are desperate.
Right.
Ayers made headlines last month when his comments suggesting the GOP should purge all anti-Trump Republicans.
Purge.
At a donor meeting, his comments were leaked to Politico. I kind of remember that. I don't think we even talked about it, but I remember when that happened. So there you go.
Dude, I posted some shit that Ezra Klein said on our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving, that sort of speaks to this. Like, what happens
Ezra
if...
Ezra Klein, the editor at Vox, I think, now?
Yes. Yeah. Wasn't he on MSNBC?
For a while, he was a contributor.
Right.
And then I think he got the Vox gig.
But he's setting up this situation, right? Like, say Mueller comes out with all this bombshell, like, you know, all this Russian collusion. It's real. Russia has its tentacles all up in the Trump administration. But now we have this alternative, like, Breitbartian media that says it's all bullshit.
Yeah.
And so no matter what Mueller brings out in this investigation, it might not even matter. Because what if the Republicans in Congress and in the Senate, they don't care?
Well, right.
What if they don't give a fuck?
That's when all shit breaks loose, because you think the Million Woman March was big. You think the protests after the inauguration were big.
Yes.
I really think it'll be a shit storm.
Right.
In the cities.
I mean,
It will. Right. It's already being organized, I'm sure, by Soros.
Yes.
But I've seen there's a couple of organizations that are like ready. One of them is if he fires Mueller.
Right.
And probably a couple other things, or if he does pardons.
Yeah.
But they're ready. Like, if this happens, we're organizing, we're taking to the streets. In a tsunami.
Yeah.
If he does any of that.
If Trump is saying this is a witch hunt and that all this Russian shit is bullshit, then how the fuck can he not fire Mueller? If he's setting up the scenario that Mueller is just out to get him for his own personal power.
Well, he hasn't said that yet. But Bannonites are and the more gross Republican wing gross. Has. But still, every other, even crazy Republicans... you got to be really total batshit crazy, you know, Dana Rohrabacher kind of level, one of these. Who are these other? What's that? That other one's name from
Dana
Trent Frank.
I don't know that guy.
I believe from Texas. Just
Bucky.
He's the one who wants to fire him. He's like, we got to fire Mueller. We got to fire him. Fire him.
Listen, I don't know, man.
But most of the even slightly insane Republicans on up are saying, well, he can't. He really can't do that. Well, he can't. He shouldn't do that. And that even Lindsey Graham said it's going to be hellfire.
Whatever. God, Lindsey, you fucking are opportunistic. Dickhead. You don't
in the Senate,
care.
There may be. He doesn't have a lot of butt buddies in the in the Senate.
I don't know why that's funny to me.
They don't like him that much in the Senate.
Who shall be my butt buddy?
It could have been Ted Cruz, but
right,
because ideologically, Ted Cruz
is perfect.
Oh shit, yeah, authoritarian, Jesus-y.
He loves it.
But you know, there was that little. I think his father helped kill Kennedy.
Oh, yeah.
What was his father doing there in that picture with Lee Harvey Oswald? Which, by the way, it's not. It's not his dad in the picture. It's not even his father. But he's like, it looks like his father in that picture.
Yeah. His father's heinous, though, right? Raul Cruz. Isn't that his name?
Oh, lunatic.
Yeah.
Preacher. Hate preacher.
Right.
Who has some weird messianic view of his son. Like, his son is...
Is like
one
Jesus.
Of the is one of the
oh my god
four kings that have he said this before. I believe my son's one of the four kings.
Didn't we do some stories about Ted Cruz about all this bizarre behavior of him in college and he furiously masturbate in his dorm room bunk and what happened with that fucking sex scandal?
With Ted Cruz not corroborated, so they just,
damn it,
and it's Republicans. So
somebody corroborate that.
They're not
going
to look into it. It's Republicans.
Rachel Maddow, look into that Ted Cruz sex scandal shit. I find that interesting. And find me that fucking pee-pee tape. Tell you what would fix this, all this Russia shit today, if someone could unearth a videotape of Trump doing some gay stuff.
With that, a black person.
Yes, that would fix this. The Republicans would lose their mind and impeach his ass.
Or just being nice to a black person at this point.
He
might actually lose... Well, half of his base.
Supposedly he said some nice shit to Nancy Pelosi. I don't know why that's not pissing off his base. You're amazing or some shit like that.
Wasn't that right after he was elected, though?
Right. I don't know.
Wasn't that the story?
Yes.
That's not like a recent.
No, but it was unearthed.
Kudo.
Right.
Oh, God. The American dream is back. America's great again, they're saying.
Right.
It says the Pope. You may have heard of him. Tomorrow's Faithless Friday, everybody, even though I prematurely articulated that it was going to be Faithless Friday today.
Oh, yeah.
On yesterday's show. Go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, leave us good reviews, please. It's very kind.
But
to those that have.
Yes. Yeah, but to be fair, I mean, every day is kind of Faithless Friday. You can't separate.
Not in America.
This religious shit.
Yeah. Especially not with these guys. And imagine if Trump gets impeached and they don't get Pence.
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's going to be a completely different set of heinous being rammed into our holes.
Oh, yes. That's why I couldn't watch the, what was that creepy show that was on TV that fucking...
Handmaid's Tale?
Oh, God. I could not
excellent
watch
show.
That. Yeah, excellent. But God, it's just too fucked up.
Really, really good show.
Yeah, but it's disturbing. How did you find entertainment in that? I don't want to end up like
because it's a great show.
Yeah, it's a great show.
But it is terrifying. And then, you know, I watch Star Wars and I'm not really worried that
you're not worried about the Emperor.
That's going to happen right now. But you watch The Handmaid's Tale and you're like,
I bet Yoda's fun to hang out with.
I heard
still like there's snakes everywhere.
I heard
Dagobah.
A Republican talk like that yesterday on the floor of Congress.
Oh, absolutely.
Under his eye.
Oh, yeah.
Blah. The Pope, allegedly, Pope Francis, has requested a debate over allowing married men in the Amazon region of Brazil to become priests. I don't know why just there. I guess we'll find out as we delve more into it.
I thought that was against all the hoogity-boogity.
Well, where?
What do you mean?
There's nowhere in the Bible that says... No inside fun parts to be priests. And in fact, there are religious historians who studied the early Christian cults.
Yes.
Who said, you know, some of them were run by women.
Oh,
like
shit.
There may have been women priestesses of Jesus. And if, and there's other speculation that Mary fucking Magdalene might have been one of those. That,
oh, right.
And that one of the early schisms in the in the Christian religion.
Ooh, yes.
Was misogyny. Was the right. man folk not liking that Mary Magdalene had such an important role.
Oh, that pissed them off.
And they, yeah.
They were threatened.
Well, there you go. This is all, you know.
But like, man, if I was in the Catholic Church, I'm a chick in the Catholic Church, and all of a sudden, somebody in the Amazon, no, this isn't women, this is just married people, right?
Yeah.
Well, God damn it, if they're going to let married people be priests, if I was a priest, I'd be, wait a second, why is it okay for them to get married? I want to get laid.
Well, yeah, everybody's fish, that one of their, I mean, you know, maybe they'll keep their dicks out of the altar boys if
it blows a hole in their reasoning to not let married people be priests if all of a sudden they just let married people be priests. Doesn't make them like big hypocrites or something?
Well, you know, the Lord can change his mind, apparently.
Oh, okay, you're right. I forget that. The Lord's mysterious. Great. Ooh, shit.
And
Jesus, calm down over there.
The pontiff took a decision to put a partial lifting of priestly celibacy up for discussion and a possible vote by Brazilian bishops, apparently, who have no pubic hair.
Smooth.
Following a request made by Cardinal Claudio Hummus.
Cardinal Hummus?
Well, Hummus. I mean, it's in Espanol, would be Hummus.
They don't have hummus. They don't have hummus in South America. That's a Mediterranean thing.
Who is the president of the Episcopal Commission for the Amazon.
Fuck you. The Amazon, they have an Episcopal Commission.
Well, sure.
Oh, God. This all sounds like Dungeons and Dragons.
The cardinal reportedly asked the Pope to consider ordaining so-called viri probati, which are married men of great faith.
Right.
Capable of ministering spiritually to the many remote communities of the Amazon where there is a shortage of priests.
So only in an emergency can we let some married dude be a priest.
Well, they let women, I think they let women give out the cookies now, which was a big deal.
Is that causing some sort of schism in the earth? Is it all hell breaking loose because of this?
They let non-priests give out the...
Yes.
And non-religious types. Like, it's not just a nun. It could be...
Right.
You or I could hand out the cookies.
Oh, sure. But it's transubstantiated.
Well, if it's I touch this cookie, the priest Jesus casts the magic skin over it and then hands it out to a bunch of assholes to pass it out.
But he hands it to me. I don't even believe in that shit.
Not be requested to hand out the host. It's,
oh, God, I'm not good enough? I'm a podcaster.
It's usually some member of the church who's... You know, up in everybody's shit and is big ninny and thinks they're big and special because they're handing out the cookie.
You know what's so creepy to watch this Catholic communion and the priest sticks the bread in the person's mouth?
Yeah, that's happening less, but...
Why?
Well, they... That was one of the things my grandmother... Creepy. I don't get it. That pissed her off was the... Where they decided that all of a sudden you could now put your hands up like, may I have some more? Yeah. And... they say body of Christ and you say amen. And then they put the cookie in your hand and then you feed yourself like a normal adult, as opposed to like a bird walking up with your mouth open and they lay the cookie in your mouth.
You just spit it in my mouth. That might be more fun.
And you don't get wine much.
What?
Like you don't get wine much.
Man, fuck this shit.
I can't remember that many times I went to mass where they actually passed out wine for everybody. It was always the cookie.
Catholics are turning into a bunch of little posers.
Which I can't imagine why not?
Yeah.
I thought Jesus at that Last Supper said the blood and the body. So
where's
our wine, motherfuckers?
Right. Okay.
It's not good wine, by the way.
It's not.
It's awful.
No.
Wait,
Jesus turns water into wine and it sucks. But this is different wine, right? It's shitty wine.
Well, this is human wine, yeah.
Can he,
that they cast the spell over.
Can he cast a spell for like a Pinot Noir or a Cabernet or whatever?
I would assume.
I want a rosé, bitch.
So there you go.
God.
They're asking that maybe some of these viri probati.
Hey. Congratulations, you fucking charlatans.
Or is that probably Latin?
Pig Latin.
Vidi probati.
What does it mean? Something about Jesus?
Well, vidi is men.
Right. Ooh.
Probati.
Probati's nose.
Men of great faith. So
Probiscus.
So probati probably means faithful. So
right.
Vidi, men of faith.
Men of faith.
The cardinal's request has been echoed by Monsignor Erwin Krautler.
Erwin? What kind of fucking Monsignor is that? That sucks. Erwin?
Well, you don't pick your own name until you get to be Pope.
I'm stuck with fucking Erwin.
Well, you don't get to pick your own name until... Well, no, you can change your name like every other human.
Right.
But you don't get magic names.
I want a magic name.
That's not how it works.
Nobody's going to respect me. I'm Erwin the Pope. Or Erwin the what? Erwin the Cardinal?
Monsignor. Erwin Krautler.
You're only a Monsignor. What do you get with that? A robe? Do you get a hat? Where's my fucking
hat,
baby?
And a dedicated altar boy.
That's another thing. No offense, you priest. I don't want your fingers putting shit in my mouth.
He
you
also
know what I mean? I know where you've been.
He also suggested that the bishops attending the synod in 2019 on the Amazon, now being prepared in Rome, should consider ordaining women deacons.
Oh, geez.
As priests.
But why now? You know, this is insane. So you're saying, what about all the other women that were turned down for gigs because they had inside fun parts? Now it's okay.
Well, the Lord works in mysterious ways. Yeah.
God, that's the best. You guys, you're full of such shit. And whenever anybody says anything to you, God's mysterious, he's magical, go fuck yourself.
I would think the Lord would say, I don't want millions of Africans to die of AIDS.
Nah.
So why don't you tell them they can put a little rubber on the end of their right. John Thomas's, and
John Thomas.
Then we don't have to worry about it as much.
But God would say to you, listen, dickhead, I enjoy giving out AIDS. It's fun. Who wants AIDS?
Well, but
bam.
He intended it only for the gays.
Oh, right.
And then we went and fucked it up and started fucking each other.
Hey, when God's handing out cancer or AIDS or leukemia or whatever, does he make the sounds that Trump makes, like bing, 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 bing?
There are already a limited number of married priests within the Catholic Church. What?
A limited number. Guys, we're only allowed to have 69 married fuckers in here.
I just learned something. I did not know that at all. Including right. married Anglican ministers who defected to Rome.
Right.
Defected?
Defected to Rome.
Well, Coptics. I knew about that. Some Coptic Catholics and members of some Eastern Rite Catholic churches. Ooh. So there's some of these really hardcore Mel Gibson-y.
Hard.
Catholics.
Oh, creepos?
Like creepy sects.
What is Coptic? What is that shit?
The Coptic Church is it's old school Catholicism.
Oh, so that's probably a real fun version of whatever.
I think it's one of the Eastern. Like my mother was Eastern Orthodox.
Yeah.
Which.
What does that mean?
Is Catholic-y.
Oh, okay. So it's just it's Catholic, but for pussies.
But it was just, God, if you can't handle incense.
Are they into that?
Don't go to the Eastern Orthodox Church.
I love incense, though. Like, what kind?
Not that incense. It's that horrible, I don't know what it was that they had it. I don't know if it's even standard. I only have one frame of reference, which is St.
Right.
Archangel Michael Church in on the south side of Chicago.
Dude, I one time in Chicago, I went with some friends for Easter Sunday church or whatever, and I'm sitting there. We got there late, so of course I'm in the fucking first row, you know. The bullshit starts.
And what was this church?
Some big fucking
was it Catholic?
Catholic or blah blah blah
Presbyterian?
Maybe they were no. I think it was Catholic. They were walking down the aisles. Waving around this incense bullshit. Smelled weird. And then I'm sitting there zoning. I'm preparing to zone out like you do at church. And all of a sudden this wacko in a robe shoots water in my face.
So
with a pot with plants. He just flicks me in the face with fucking water.
Yeah,
I'm like,
they dip a thing in the holy water. And
jeez.
That's how they test you to see if you're gay.
Listen, whatever. You know how much fecal.
It'll burn.
Right. There's tons of fecal matter in this holy water, by the way. We learned that. We learned that on a previous episode of Crab Diving.
Wait, did we?
Yes. Google it. Google it.
I don't remember that one at all.
Hey, if anybody remembers out there listening to that show where we talked about all the shit that's in the holy water, tweet us, because that happened. There's fecal matter in the holy water. Shit tons of it, dude.
Yeah, man, the Eastern Orthodox, they would walk in and he's carrying a censer, which it's a big incense burner, giant, you know, like the when you get stoned and you go buy incense burners,
yes,
you go buy incense down on the beach at Venice Beach.
Right.
I'm just speculating that they hold this giant sensor. It's got like chains and shit. And I mean, it's like
yes,
the size of a bowling ball.
Right.
And they wave it around as they're walking in, and these clouds of smoke are billowing out.
Ugh.
It's horrific.
Right. Hey, by the way, the Washington Times, is that garbage or is that a real public?
It's a little right wingy.
From 2013, Austrian researchers have discovered that church fonts contain high levels of bacteria.
But that's different.
That's not
what you got hit with in the. These are the bowls that you dip your fingers in when you walk in.
Yeah,
of course
gross.
It's gotta be gross.
That's different than what
people
I got
are sticking their
with.
Grubby fingers in the water.
Ooh, blah. God, religion's so fucked up. Now let's add shit to it. Come on.
Oh, God, it's all the Orthodox. The priest burns incense in a censer, which is a metal vessel suspended on three chains about 2 feet long, provided with a cover to regulate the burning of a small disc of charcoal placed therein. On the chains are 12 small bells signifying the voice of the 12 disciples of our Lord. Grains of incense are placed on the burning charcoal.
Right.
It's a mixture of spices and gums.
What do you like
burned during religious rites to produce a fragrant smoke?
Oh,
these grains of spices are obtained from trees in eastern and tropical countries.
Hey, by the way, or you can be an atheist, and all this stuff is like I'm an atheist, and I find this shit hilarious.
And there's a whole thing. People got sick at my grandmother's funeral.
Yeah, because it's shit water
from the priest, Father Boja, showed up.
Bozja.
Father Bozjida Dragicevic.
Yeah. What was he up to?
That was his name. He was a cool dude.
Okay.
I actually like Father Boja. He showed up and he had that fucking censer with him at the funeral home to cast some magic over my grandmother's dead body.
Right, because it's a smaller
room.
Right.
You're not in a big goddamn church, you asshole. And
why didn't you slip some marijuana into that?
People got woozy.
Dude, you should have slipped some weed and some ganja in that center.
Really was censor. It was not a good scene.
Right. It smells like shit.
Honestly.
How about some patchouli? What about that?
So there you go.
Right.
I
had another thought.
Stroll
about
down memory lane.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hey, Kate. God, I forgot what I was going to fucking ask.
Can't
wanted to Kate to send an email to God to ask him a question about, it's on the tip of my fucking mind. I can't remember what it was. Oh, well, Kate, remind me. I want to ask God about something. Okay. You're not even looking at me.
Story here. Thanks for joining us. This is lovely Thursday.
Hello.
There's some like bat shittish.
bat shit-esque.
There's some stuff going on the right that is really, they're out of their minds. One of them was, there was a Mike Cernovich. We've talked about him before.
No,
he's that alt-right little toad that Pizzagate.
Fuck you.
Big Pizzagate. And there's this really bizarre subculture on the right that is beyond obsessed with pedophilia.
Oh, I know. What the fuck, man?
But their obsession is that everybody that doesn't agree with them is a pedophile. I mean, really, you look at Cernovich's timeline and his timeline on Twitter and shit, and if anybody calls him out on something...
He calls him a pedophile?
Instantly. Oh, well, you must love pedophilia then.
Oh, yeah, because you're a Democrat.
You're a Democrat, so you love pedophilia.
Does he pretend Ping Pong Pizzagate was a thing?
Oh, he was the guy.
Oh, he was the
one. He was one of the Pizzagate guys.
Well, doesn't
that was
he,
way into it.
Doesn't he owe an apology to the universe for making that bullshit up?
The universe owes us an apology for him.
Right.
For his existence.
Yeah, God, what about this Cernovich? You fucked up with that one.
So he spoke at Columbia University in New York.
Hello.
New York City.
Fuck you.
He was talking about the rise of alternative media.
Oh, yes.
And there were a bunch of protesters because, sure, you know, people that hate him, hate him.
And it's New York, right?
And unlike what the right-wing fuckwattery seems to put forth, we don't, fuckwattery. I don't want to prevent these people from speaking.
No, because they look stupid.
But God damn it, we get to fucking react to these people, yes, speaking. We get to shame them. We get to amass in protest, point and laugh, make nasty signs about them,
yes,
and swear at them. That's what we get to do in America.
It's entertaining. I love shaming you. It's my jam.
So they had protesters who oppose his bullshit.
Right.
It says here at Media Matters, they oppose his far-right views and past dalliances with white supremacists.
Fuck you, boy.
So they did this thing where, okay, there's all these protesters outside, right? A couple of protesters show up.
Okay.
And they're wearing Antifa masks. You know, they're wearing balaclavas or what, ski masks, whatever.
Baklava.
And they, the story is that literally a couple of them,
okay,
said to a couple other protesters, oh, here, hold this, and gave them the edge of a sign they unfurled. And the other, and then they, so it's this like 8 foot long sign.
Okay.
And the sign says, no white supremacy.
Right.
No pedo bashing. No Mike Cernovich, and it's signed by, there's a logo for Antifa, which there is no organization called Antifa. But a lot of these assholes,
bullshit,
are anarchists that are the anti-fascists also.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a state of mind.
Right.
There's not an organ, despite what they say, Soros is not creating an Antifa army.
Wait,
that's an organized group.
Hold on a second. He is not cutting checks for these fucking guys to,
yes,
run around.
I apologize. Yes, he is.
Who is pedo bashing? I want to know. I need the names of the pedo bashers.
Well, how ridiculous is this?
So
who's
going to
make a sign that says stop bashing pedos?
I don't know.
So, so they unfurl this sign.
Right.
And one guy takes a picture. Now, within seconds,
right,
a couple of the protesters, now the guys that handed the sign to them slithered away and disappeared.
Oh, of course.
Now, one guy who's I don't know if he was a protester. I think he might have been, or a journalist, took a picture of it.
Okay.
Of them holding the sign. Seconds afterwards, the real protesters were like, this is bullshit. They threw the sign down to the ground and ripped it into shreds.
Right. Somebody pulled a fast
one.
We're
not going to fall for your bullshit.
Yeah, and they took advantage of these guys.
Mike Cernovich, this guy tweets, or puts out on his, it is tweets, alt-right strikes first.
Right.
The alt-right, so he knows. This is some assholes,
yes,
who came out here and put a false flag sign.
Sure.
Had a couple of idiots hold it. Here, hold this. Oh, okay. And then within seconds, it was figured out.
Right.
So this guy takes a picture. He says, alt-right strikes first at Columbia, Cernovich event, plants. Oh, I forgot to tell you the other part.
Yes.
A second logo at the bottom of this sign next to the non-existent organization Antifa,
right,
logo.
Was it crab diving?
Is a rainbow colored logo. NAMBLA.
NAMBLA.
NAMBLA. The North American Man Boy Love Association.
So they have NAMBLA and George Soros are working in cahoots to bring about the pedo bashing of Cernovich.
Who in their right mind, which we know none of these people are, but who in their right mind would believe that NAMBLA and Antifa got together and commissioned, it looks like they went to Kinko's and got a sign,
right,
made. This ain't hand painted. Got a sign made.
Yes.
That says no white supremacy, no pedo bashing,
listen,
no Mike Cernovich, Antifa, and NAMBLA.
I'm going to tell you who's going to believe it.
Oh, well, it's 50 here's
yards
the story.
That way,
here's
our
the
fucking
story.
Neighbors.
Yeah.
Yes.
So this guy took this picture. Jake Offenhartz is his name.
Offenhartz?
And he says, look at the alt-right. Look what these assholes did with this false flag sign. Cernovich retweeted and said, look at the pedos on the left. Look at Antifa showing its true colors. This guy issued a DMCA takedown of the copyright.
So he made Cernovich take the picture down.
He complained to Twitter and said, this is my picture. It's copywritten. Right. Cernovich ended up taking it down. But by then,
it's all over the fucking
dozens
place.
Dozens of sites had already picked it up, including some of their bigger bullshit, crazy
sites.
Now on the right, that was a thing for a while.
They believe Antifa is pro-pedophile.
Oh, sure.
Come on.
We all are. All the lefties are. Grab a six-year-old, pass it around.
Right. Jeez. Great. Man. People are so fucking dumb. You know what?
Meanwhile, there's no NAMBLA. They can't, like reporters who have tried to find NAMBLA.
Yes.
It did exist at one point, creepily enough, but it does not seem to exist anymore.
NAMBLA is the North American
Man Boy Love Association.
This is nuts. But you know what? You're right. Now it doesn't matter. That's enough. Like, these idiot Trumpalos, they'll believe this shit. That'll be a talking point for them. Well, the Antifa, they're a bunch of child molesters. I saw a guy driving around in a fucking truck with a Trump decal on the back window, and he was one of these coal rollers.
Oh, God. You know, belching out black smoke out of their car is a big fuck you
big
to
stacks.
Libtards in the environment. Yeah.
That guy believes this. I guarantee you.
And there were at least several other journalists who tweeted out the same thing. They were there.
Yes.
This one says, Jack Posobiec, the rape Melania sign hoaxer. Remember, this happened before. Jack Posobiec is an alt-right needle dick.
Right.
Who is the guy that showed up at a lefty protest.
Yes.
And held up a rape Melania sign.
Oh, my God.
And then
God.
That went viral.
Right.
Look at how awful the left is. They hold signs up like that. It was one of their own. And he got caught. And nobody cares.
Nobody gave a shit.
On that side.
Because they want to believe it. You know what I mean? Like, they want to believe that Hillary Clinton has a mass grave of dead bodies. It's some fucking, you know, piece of property she owns. They want to believe that the left is full of fucking child molesters.
Some witnesses, tons of witnesses, including journalists, said someone gave the sign to these people who held it for a moment before they realized what it said, and then they ran off the miscreant, it said. They're like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
But that one picture that guy took of it when it happened, they jumped on it. Vic Berger, who's a journalist, tweeted, Jack Posobiec, the rape Melania sign hoaxer, planted this fake NAMBLA banner in the protest at Weird Mike's event. He calls Cernovich Weird Mike.
Right.
Katie Notopoulos, another journalist, tweeted, NAMBLA doesn't exist anymore. Trust me, I've spent a lot of time looking them up at the last few years. This is a fake sign.
Right.
Tim Fitzsimmons also, how many alt-right people actually believe the disbanded NAMBLA was at the Cernovich protest? Most, except those staging it, I guess.
God damn it. See, it's like...
So Jack Posobiec tweeted the picture.
Right.
NAMBLA joins Antifa to protest Mike Cernovich at Columbia.
Ugh. It's so stupid. It's insane. I saw a story about Antifa that they're supposed to start a civil war this Saturday. Did you know that?
Oh, I've got that one coming up.
Yeah, it's this Saturday. Did you have plans? I wanted to see Thor.
And they're going to bring their super soldiers.
Are they really?
So just, that's part of the story. Yeah. So this other person said, yeah, I'm sure someone on the left made a professionally printed sign. That's what I said. Somebody on the left made a professionally printed sign praising pedophilia and Antifa and bashing Cernovich by name.
Right. With NAMBLA. So like, where do I make that sign? Kinko's?
InfoWars Paul Joseph Watson retweeted it. That British fuck.
Garbage.
That toady. MAGA meetups.
Oh, okay.
Which is a dating site for Trump pansies.
Shut the fuck up.
That executive director retweeted it. Proud Boys founder Gavin McInnes. The Proud Boys are all right little needle dicks.
Okay. Hello, needle dick.
And conspiracy theorist. We talked about her loveliness yesterday.
Loomer.
Laura Loomer.
Now, Laura Loomer is especially fucking heinous.
They all are, but she's really shit, man.
That kind of shit emboldens people to go out and do fucking hate crimes. It's bullshit.
This is the Media Matters goes on to talk about how this is like one of their favorite subjects over for these right wing trolls.
Oh yes,
because they, along with leading conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, pushed the false Pizzagate narrative.
Right. God, I mean. That's so evil. So they just go out, they see a bunch of protesters for whatever. Like, hey guys, here's a sign. You end up holding a sign and somebody takes a fucking picture of it.
Yeah, and within seconds they figured out what it was. But right. Cernovich tweeted it. But then I saw that Cernovich, even though he removed the actual picture because he had to, later tweeted, oh, the lefties and the pedophiles are trying to pretend it was a false flag. Typical leftist tactic.
Oh, yes. Right. I mean, what fucking hippie do you know is like, hey, get NAMBLA on the line. Get NAMBLA on the line. I'm going to a protest. We need you guys.
Really, you know,
it's so fucking stupid.
I'm completely against the death penalty, but goddamn.
But
sometimes I think if you're out there believing this, if you are out there and you believe
you're
that
stupid.
NAMBLA showed up with Antifa to protest Cernovich, I don't know if you don't deserve the death penalty, but goddamn the universe, the intelligence of the universe, the average number would leap if you perished.
Yeah. I mean, it's one thing to be a conservative and to whatever that means, you know, but if your conservative beliefs include like not treating
fiction
gay people like people.
Oh, that.
You know
that,
what I
yeah.
mean? And all that shit. Then you really are hurting the country. And it's not like you're representing another side. You aren't.
Right.
Your side has no value. It's not helpful. It's bullshit. You really just need to, I don't know. I don't know what you do with those people.
And this is Trump's base.
Yeah, right.
These are the Tiki Torch waivers.
Crackins,
this is Trump's,
man, they're horrible fucking
horrific
people.
Vile base. So the other story, which you touched on a moment ago about these alt-right fuckwads,
yeah,
is that where is it here? Fake news story about Antifa keeps getting weirder, they say.
Yes.
And this is again the way this one started is crazy also. It started out as like a tweet of a joke.
Right.
Of some guy was talking about Antifa super soldiers jokingly. Right. And now suddenly the Antifa super soldiers will be showing up I believe it's Saturday.
Right.
And they're going to kill everybody and Civil War starts.
Where is Civil War at? Where is this happening, I wonder? Is it? I want to see Thor, man. I just hope it's not in Florida.
The far-right obsession with Antifa has been overblown into now a fake news story rivaling the most over-the-top Michael Bay movie.
Right.
Newsweek.
Yes.
Introduces you to the Antifa super soldiers.
Oh, my God. Come on, guys.
Who exist only in the minds of some... They say people, but if it exists in your minds, you're not a human.
You're not a person.
You're a subhuman.
You're a dickhead.
And they're coming to, quote, behead all white parents. They're going to behead all white parents.
What?
This Saturday.
There is not a war on white parents. There is not a war on white people. You guys, white people have it great. There's no war. It's no war.
Along with the generally fake news story that Antifa is waging civil war in America. Antifa, remember snowflakes, means anti-fascist.
Right. Aren't we all anti-fascist?
Well,
I mean, wouldn't that be a thing?
Was started by Alex Jones.
Ooh. God, of course. Big fucking walrus dickhead.
This story, the imaginary super soldiers have been injected into the far right's coverage of a series of rallies planned for Saturday to demand the removal of President Trump from office. So apparently there's going to be it's protest weekend.
But why would that be a civil war, dude? I mean, I could go march at D.C. and say, yeah, I would love Trump to leave office.
But plus, like you've pointed out, what seems like it might be benign might lead to actual violence.
Right.
Because there's a lot of these ninnies on the right now who are saying, I'm going to be locked and loaded and I'm going to take these motherfuckers out on Saturday.
And they're looking
these
for
Antifa super soldiers they're going to take
and
out.
And they're looking for it, right? So they're nervous. Oh, man.
The news story, which has since been embraced with irony as a meme.
Yes.
Spawned from a joke on Friday from the comedic Twitter account of at Krang T. Nelson.
Right.
Where it said, can't wait for November 4th when millions of Antifa super soldiers will behead all white parents and small business owners in the town square.
You know,
it was ironic hyperbole. Right. It's a joke. It's making fun of these
people
who believe that Antifa is an organized civil war group that's going to tear the United States apart.
Actually, if you want to say who's violent, it's not the left. I mean, you know,
the post, according to Krang T. Nelson on Twitter, was meant to mock, quote, the festering panic over an exceedingly fake civil war plot for which thousands of Fox News grandparents may at this very moment be boarding up their windows in panic preparation.
Right. There's no Antifa. There's no Antifa civil war. No one's coming for you. No one's coming for your guns. No one's coming for your stupid white fucking daughters.
So this is a joke. So Krang T. Nelson jokes, can't wait for Saturday when all the super soldiers are going to behead all the white people.
You know, and
yuck, yuck, yuck.
Yeah, these idiots.
And the right goes with that tweet.
They don't have a sense of humor.
Now it's real.
Right.
These are the same people that were pissed off about Jade Helm.
No, right.
Oh, my God. Obama. What do you mean? You're going to send soldiers in Texas.
I mean, Obama was going to occupy Texas. America has officially occupied Texas, but I mean, Trump might think we need to occupy Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
God.
Gateway Pundit, which is a giant right-wing nut job website.
Yes.
15 million visits a month.
Oh, my God.
By its own account.
Okay, so that's bullshit.
Ran with it.
Right. Why wouldn't they?
Reported a headline with the joke as straightforward news. Quote, Antifa leader. So now Krang T. Nelson, who's a joke account on Twitter, is an Antifa leader. November 4th, millions of Antifa super soldiers will behead all white parents.
There's nothing. I mean, literally, they're inventing this out of sarcasm. It's sarcasm. Yeah.
Bill Mitchell, a pro-Trump personality and radio host with a sizable Twitter following of 300,000,
well, personality,
picked up the story from the Gateway Pundit and tweeted it out with earnestness.
This is fake news. This is fake news.
The Gateway Pundit story, authored by Lucian Wintrich, the website's 29-year-old D.C. bureau chief.
Okay. Lucian. That sounds so fucking
That story has
Nazi.
Been shared at this writing. I'm sure it's a lot more. Was shared more than 40,000 times on Facebook.
Oh, my God. So, like, so this guy tweets out something sarcastic, this Craig whatever, and now we're going to have a bunch of right-wing nut jobs showing up in city squares or whatever with their guns loaded and ready to fucking
go. Well,
here
you go.
Oh, God.
The page, that Facebook page has over 1,000 comments, some of them from people preparing for violence against the super soldiers. And they say here at Newsweek, remember, these are explicitly, we're trying to remind as explicitly and humanely as possible. They're in no way real. There are no Antifa super soldiers.
It doesn't
exist. It was a joke on the fucking Twitter.
Oh, God. Hey, listen, by the way, I'm the head commandant of the Antifa, and I just want to say we are not starting civil war. Everybody stay home.
Well, if you know I'm the head of Antifa, I haven't gotten my Soros check, and I'm pissed.
Yeah. Hey, George, where's my fucking money? That is one of the most bizarre fucking stories ever. It makes you
bizarre
feel
in that these people
hopeless
believe it, right? I mean, what do you do when people are so willfully ignorant and stupid and moronic and whatever other adjective one can think of for dumb that they remotely believe this shit?
You know, it would be helpful just for the country in general if we could have our president come on television and say, listen, guys, I know this Antifa bullshit's, you think there's a civil war on Saturday?
I'm really, watch out Saturday, everybody. The super soldiers are coming, I understand. I talked to Alex last night as I was hiding under my bed talking to him on the phone so that my staff doesn't see me.
If his base is this fucking stupid, then why the fuck wouldn't he fire Mueller? Why wouldn't he fire Mueller if the shit hits the fan and all these indictments start happening and the Russia shit gets real? Why wouldn't he just double the fuck down? This is his base.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to fire Mueller, but yeah.
I mean, I don't know what the consequence would be.
The one commentator going by the name of Irredeemable OC5150. You know, they love to use it. The like deplorable, irredeemable. They've embraced that.
Oh, I know.
They love that.
God, that is so fucked up.
Thank you for making your terroristic threats so unmistakable.
But
Antifa super soldiers will be beheading white parents and, for some reason, small business owners in the town square.
So this Antifa super soldier, you know what all these idiots are imagining? Big black guys
RoboCop
running around with fucking machetes and shit.
Sure. One commenter said, well, this proves a lethal response is justified.
There's nothing happening. God damn it, guys. Listen to me. You idiot right-wing nut jobs. There's no Antifa. There's no Antifa civil war. There's no super soldiers coming to cut your heads off.
One commenter said lock and load.
Oh, great. You're a load. Damn it.
There is a group called Refuse Fascism.
Okay.
One of the protest groups behind Saturday's upcoming rallies, they've expressed concerns that the bizarre readings of the November 4th protests by those on the right could lead to real-life violence. Yeah, you've got people saying lock and load.
You know what? You know what I would say if I had friends? If I'm going, just don't go to these protests on Saturday. I know it sucks, but like, don't go. You're going to get shot by one of these dirt bags. These are stupid.
So there's one plan for Austin. Austin, Texas.
Ugh.
And for example, there, local militias.
Oh, God.
Have threatened to show up to combat the Antifa super soldiers that they believe are coming.
Is it true that once the Antifa super soldiers have been bested by these loons, that the left will then send in the reptilian guard? Is that true? Because that's what Twitter is fucking telling me. Hey, how do you take out a reptile? I don't even know.
And Newsweek points out, like we said earlier, Antifa is more of a style of protest targeting far-right groups and figures than an organized group with any organized hierarchy, according to academics and activists. Not only does Antifa lack the capability or funding to breed super soldiers. We're talking about this seriously. Antifa doesn't have the funding to breed super soldiers.
The funding? Sperm's free, man. Just find some super person to ejaculate and whoever. We got to breed some of these guys before Saturday.
Some guy named Matt tweeted on November 4th, millions of Antifa super soldiers will stop being polite, start getting real.
Oh, God. Hey, Matt, you're a dumbass. I'm sorry you're so stupid. Go eat Chick-fil-A.
One of the members of the board over at Refuse Fascism thinks it's a mistake to portray the spiraling fake news stories as a joke. I mean, we agree, we're laughing our asses off about it, but we're not going to be at the Antifa protests
one guy
having lunatics Yeah, the Pizzagate guy who showed up at Comet Ping Pong Pizza with an AR-15.
Vegas! One fucking guy!
To save the kids getting pedoed in the basement, which doesn't exist, by the way. Comet Ping Pong Pizza doesn't have a fucking basement.
You don't have a basement, man. But that Vegas thing, man, how many people did that guy kill? One fucking guy with one big scary gun. So it just takes one idiot right-wing nut job with a fucking gun to aim it at a bunch of protesters, and you got a bunch of dead people. We're fucked. We are fucked with stupidity in this fucking country.
Newsweek reached out to the author of that ridiculous story over at Gateway Pundit, Wintrich,
Pundit,
for comment, and they asked if he had reached out to any Antifa activists or any organizers with Refuse Fascism prior to running his story. Like journalists do. You talk to both sides and get their comments. What do you think his answer is, Ryan?
I couldn't get Nambla on the phone.
That's confidential.
Oh, yes.
That's confidential.
Hey, that's the same thing when I asked Jesus, hey, what's up with all this AIDS, dickhead? He's like, well, that's mysterious.
So you saw a tweet that said super soldiers are coming Saturday.
Right.
You ran a story that is now inciting lock and load among thousands, tens of thousands of your knuckle-dragging readers.
Fuck you.
And you didn't call the organizers and say, hey, are you guys planning on bringing your super soldiers?
Fuck you, liberal.
Well, that's confidential.
Yeah. So the only reason this is happening is because the fucking idiots, they don't have a sense of irony.
Now, he says...
Am I understanding this right?
He denies believing in the super soldiers, this author.
Oh, okay.
But says that that Krang T. Nelson's tweet, quote, does promote a certain type of violent rhetoric targeted at conservatives.
No! Targeted at liberals! You fuck! You guys are the ones saying you're locked and loaded?
Well, and Krang T. Nelson is making fun of you guys, thinking that some giant, evil, super-bred black army is going to be attacking on Saturday, chopping people's heads off in the square, and you say, well, that's inciting violence against conservatives. I don't believe there are super soldiers, but that post alone incites violence.
You know who these people are? These are the people that watch King of the Hill, and they don't get it. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
They don't get it.
He asked Newsweek, imagine if the Twitter post had been targeted at people of color.
What does that mean?
Instead of Trump voters, echoing a familiar claim made by people on the right about bias. Conservatives have gotten in more trouble for doing things that were much more innocuous, he said.
You're bigots! You're racist! That's why you're being marginalized. That's why people come after you.
And he told Newsweek, I hope you report on this fairly, which means, when you report the truth, I'm going to squeal that you said that you're just lying fake news, just like CNN.
Yeah, how do you... Okay, this old bullshit story about a civil war that's not happening on Saturday that's created because somebody got... Some dude on Twitter reading a tweet doesn't have a sense of irony. How in the fuck do you report on this and go easy on the right-wing nut jobs that believe that are locked and loaded? How do you tell their story without making fun of them? Without marginalizing them for their fucking stupidity?
Right.
How do you do that?
And holding them responsible for anybody that comes locked and loaded.
Right. Well, anybody that's accidentally shot, that's murdered, that's killed because you think these super soldiers are coming through to cut the heads off of white parents. Oh, my God. Children. They're like kids. Stupid kids. Not even smart kids. You're like dumb fucking kids.
And it's getting bigger. Facebook groups, subreddits on Reddit, Twitter groups, it says, are ablaze, the alt-right ones, are ablaze with dire warnings of a nationwide uprising on Saturday.
You guys are such fuckheads. People should be warned against you. We should be, we are nervous about you.
Right.
We're scared of people showing up locked and loaded to fight people they've made up in their brain.
And you know what this means? They're going to get some of their knuckle draggers, like the ones that handed the stupid pedo sign to the other ones. What's to keep them from putting somebody in a baklava and having them have a machete and start cutting on a couple people? And then blaming the left.
And why wouldn't we expect that?
Right.
Because they do that.
Right.
It's so fucking... Is any of this shit happening in Pensacola? Is there any kind of bullshit?
I don't know if there's a rally here in Pensacola.
Because I want to avoid it. You know what I want to do Saturday? I want to go to the fucking movie theater, and I want to fucking see Thor. God.
The...
morons.
They're girding their loins for a national spasm of violence in which anti-fascists are, quote, planning to kill every Trump voter, conservative, and gun owner.
No, that is not happening. That is not a thing. Oh, my God.
Here we go. Some comments on that post. One more threat against white people, and I swear to God, I'm going to take a goddamn car and run over every fucking one of them.
You guys did that in Charlottesville.
Well, there you go.
You did that. No one's shocked by this. See, that's not irony. That guy's not being ironic.
This is from The Guardian. Hundreds of Facebook groups are now posting dire warnings to their members in spite of the fact that it's not going to happen.
Hey, does Mark Zuckerberg and these dickheads, do you bear any responsibility for these fucknuts using your platform to proliferate this bullshit that actually could get people killed? Do you give a fuck about that? Figure the fuck out, dickhead. You're so fucking smart. Ugh. What the fuck?
Jason Wilson at The Guardian.
Yes.
Says, in the conspiracy underground on YouTube.
Right.
There has been talk that there's going to be a civil war starting in November for months now.
Oh, God. I didn't know about this. What's your part in this? Who are you in the civil war? What do you get to do? What's your part? Do I get a uniform? Where's my uniform?
A Facebook group called Vets Before Illegals.
Oh, God. Vets Before Illegals, you racist cunts.
Posted a video announcing Antifa sets a date for civil war. And then said on their website, they're calling for an open civil war that will start in November. What website would that be?
I have no fucking idea.
That video went viral.
Yay.
And the story, of course, made its way to Alex Jones.
But you know why this works? You know why this works? Because these gun nuts, these lunatics, these racists, they this is their wet dream. They want the shit to hit the fan. They want to play soldier. They want to get their shiny fucking guns out and march around in the street like Johnny fucking Badass. You know what I mean? Right? Don't they have a hard-on for this shit anyway?
Spencer Sunshine, a writer and author, recently wrote a report on the theories of the far-right monitoring group Political Research Associates. I don't know. That'd be interesting to read.
Political Research Associates.
Said that Mr. Sunshine.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sure he had a rough life.
Right. That's got to be a fake fucking name. Nobody's named Mr. Sunshine. He did that.
The story, he says that Alex Jones has become a kind of conspiracy clearinghouse where the Texas-based provocateur, I love that word, harvests other people's theories.
Oh, yeah.
And rebrands them to fit his own narrative.
Dude, do you think this Alex Jones, his thing is like, I got content. I need content. I got all this time I got to fill on my fucking show so I can sell my garbage products. I just need shit to say.
I like to fight, too.
He's probably right. He's talking about this today, probably on his fucking show. The Civil War happening on Saturday.
Something's brewing, everybody. Saturday. Antifa. They're talking about chopping off heads in the city square.
God.
Buy my dick pills, by the way.
Right. I got your Viagra. Horny goat weed.
So there you go. That's
lovely.
There's why.
That's not good news, right? It's not.
It's not.
There's nothing good about that story. Nothing good. Bunch of right wing nut jobs get to show off their fucking guns.
And then when another over at The Guardian, they talked to this Wintrich scumbag, Lucian Wintrich, over at Gateway Pundit again.
Look, you.
And he said, the radical left is always making jokes about killing white people.
No, we're not.
What would happen if I made a joke about killing all black parents? That would be a national headline.
Well, you guys do that kind of shit,
well, because your side is saying shit like that.
I mean...
Scroll down to your own comments, you white fuck.
Right, and by the way, it's the First Amendment, right? You can be racist. You can say racist shit all you want. You can say stupid, bigoted shit all you want. I get to make fun of you. I get to make fun of you, mercilessly. And it might make you feel bad, and that's fine. That's my fucking right, dickface.
He doesn't like being challenged, apparently.
Okay.
They say at the Guardian, his bogus article contained a lengthy screed on Antifa and the movement's values. When the author asked Wintrich upon what he had based his research,
right,
Wintrich snapped, I did go to school at Bard College. I received my education around people who I'm sure are on terrorist watch lists as socialist or communist extremist.
In
other words, he didn't do fuck all.
Right.
This is what I think about Antifa, and he puts it down on Gateway Pundit, and this is what they believe.
This is what I think.
No, this is what they believe.
Right, right.
And then when they say, well, where'd you get your research from? I went to school with a bunch of lefties.
How's that a citation?
Welcome to conservative media. Welcome to conservative media.
God. Why is everybody so fucking stupid to the point of taking guns into a space looking for super soldiers that don't exist carrying around machetes?
We might just be doomed. The Galactic Highway should just be paved over us. Let the dolphins go.
I mean, and, this shit
and
doesn't
we
happen.
We deserve to be annihilated because I'm not sure our species is worthy of continuing on if this is an example of a lot of our species.
I mean, that thing in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy where the Earth gets destroyed because they're making a super highway. I mean, why not?
Yeah.
You're telling me we wouldn't make a better overpass than a fucking planet?
Which, by the way, if you want to buy a copy of the awesome Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy by Douglas Adams, if I recall.
Douglas Adams.
You can go to Amazon.com and buy shit. Buy anything you're going to buy through our Amazon portal. It helps us out here. It doesn't cost you fuck all.
Right. But buy some supplies to make your NAMBLA banners.
We just get a little commission, a little kickback. Doesn't cost you fuck all. Just helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media.
We get paid, baby.
Buy some lube to go fuck those kids.
All right. Oh, yes. All the pedo bashers. Pedo basher. They don't like pedo bashers.
And then that's the instant, like I said, on if you call them out on it, if we were to tweet to one of these assholes, you're out of your mind. There are no super soldiers coming this weekend. Oh, you must be okay with pedophilia then.
Oh, God.
Obviously, you're a pedophile.
No. Why the fuck? This wouldn't happen under Obama, right? If Obama was president, this shit wouldn't be going on.
Correct.
But for some reason, they're emboldened.
I wonder why.
Bob Corker and fucking McCain and all you dickheads, they're going to be all sanctimonious and high and mighty, like, oh, this isn't the Republican Party. I know, I'm resigning. Fuck you. Fuck off. You already broke this country. You walk Schittler in. You made him be president. They supported this guy.
Oh, that's
fuck nice. You, man. Fuck this Bob Corker and these fucking flakes and all these GOP guys that are going to be all like high and mighty.
Okay, and by the way, on the left, it's not helping when you're tweeting screen caps from video games of super soldiers blowing shit up and saying, breaking
one?
Leaked image of Antifa super soldiers training for the 11-4 attacks.
Right. Wasn't there a movie, Super Soldiers or something?
Probably.
Tiny Soldiers.
This is a human. This is what we look like. This is what we act like.
No, it's really not.
No, you're not.
It's really not.
You're nuts. You're bananas.
I just don't. I'm vexed. What do you do? How do you combat this utter insanity? You have to laugh at it and marginalize it.
I don't know.
But we've got a president who is doing just the opposite.
You move to Guatemala. You move somewhere. I don't fucking know. This place is fucked up. Listen, these right-wing nut jobs, these guys that believe there's a civil war starting, I mean, think of the other shit they believe in. They believe that they vote for a guy that doesn't even want to increase the minimum wage, that that's voting in their interests. That doesn't make any sense. They're supporting a guy that wants to take away their health care. I don't know. How do you help these idiots? And why do you want to? They're racist dickbags. I mean, they just need to fucking decompose. There's no teaching anybody. Somebody thinks because of a fucking tweet, they don't get the irony that civil war is starting, then they load up their guns and show up somewhere looking for super soldiers. Then that guy on the planet, he's only going to help us if he's fertilizer. Honestly, am I wrong?
And even then,
yeah.
Who knows what he's eating?
Who knows? You're worthless.
I'm just scrolling through here. Some of the over at Alex Jones. I thought maybe they would have talked about it, right? They may have, but the only story coming out of Alex Jones' world today,
yummy,
is I don't know what Alex is doing, but there's a guest host.
Yes.
Owen Schroyer.
What the fuck? Can
on
Alex
the Alex Jones show today.
What else is Alex Jones doing but his show? Like, what could he possibly be doing that he can't fucking record? Isn't that weird? Like, what could he be doing?
Even the story I'm looking at right now, you look down at previously, and it says, Alex Jones guest. Children have been kidnapped and sent to a slave colony on Mars. Another story. Alex Jones warns of pig-gorilla-human hybrids who can talk.
Wait, I missed something. Where are you reading from?
These are previous stories. Like, example, you know, you go to a website, you read a story. And it'll say also...
Is this Alex Jones's website?
No.
Oh, okay. That Mars colony thing with all the molestation victims?
Ridiculous.
And he didn't. I mean, he had the guy on.
Pedo.
Yes.
There you go. It's got a pedo factor to it.
Pedo bashers.
They're obsessed.
And they don't, like, Alex Jones has people on. It's not like he disagrees with them. He goes, well, anything's possible. With the craziest. Anything's possible. No, it's not possible to have a colony full of molestation victims in some slave camp in Mars. I don't think so, right?
Not now.
I don't know. Right. I mean, is that...
Maybe in the future.
Elon Musk.
Maybe someone will open a franchise of Diddlers R Us or Kid Vaginas
Musk.
R Us. What?
Elon Musk says we're going to be on Mars in a planet in 2024 or some shit like that.
Finish that tunnel in L.A. first.
Oh, yeah, dude. Did you see that?
Yeah, he's building an 18-mile-long tunnel in L.A. It's going to... You know, see how it works? It's like you drive your car,
right,
and an elevator takes your car down on a sled... And then you link up to this ridiculously high-speed track that your car gets dragged on. You're in your own car. It's not like you get out and it's being built.
Does it freak you out, man?
We'll see.
I don't want to be on that fucking thing. I mean, my car, what if somebody's car is fucked up and then it gets off the track and then the car runs into it?
I'm sure they have, you know, computer programs and shit.
Oh, yes, computers.
Here's Owen Schroyer guest hosting on Alex Jones. Listen to what he came up with today.
Okay.
And I don't know if they talk about where this is from.
Right.
I kind of know where this ridiculous theory is popping up from.
Wow. Welcome into the Alex Jones Show, folks. It's amazing. Here we are. So much news. And the news is so big. And the news is so frequent.
This is the guy you'll remember. I think this is the guy who that 12-year-old girl called a fucking idiot. And he squealed little tiny cuck tears for months. Remember, he went on, he was like, oh my God, you swore at me, little girl.
Tell me little tiny cuck tears wouldn't make a great country song. I mean, like, crying little tiny cuck.
But remember that? Alex had him on to cry about a 12-year-old girl who said, you're a fucking idiot.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Because he walked up to a girl and said, my man or something like that, or excuse me, sir, or something like that.
Oh, God.
This is the same guy.
Right.
And here we are. So much news. And the news is so big. And the news is so frequent.
A sniffling going on.
That the biggest news every day becomes a back page story the next day. The Las Vegas massacre cover-up. Nothing. The JFK files
here we go.
What is the cover
You notice up? He doesn't talk about the Las Vegas shooting bump stocks being made illegal.
Yes.
That's not the big story that's suddenly forgotten. He's worried about the cover-up of the Las Vegas shooting.
I've heard this before. There is a cover-up about this. Isn't there a conspiracy theory behind like what we're doing tonight?
Pick one.
Is it more than one
lefties
shooter?
Are behind it. Okay, oh, yeah. Obama did it, dressed up as a white guy.
What did he order in room service? Do we know?
Nothing.
6-year-olds. He was a pedophile.
Really?
He was a pedophile also, yeah.
He's an anti-pedo basher.
The JFK files being declassified. Hitler still alive. All the history textbooks we lied to us. I was lied to my entire life about JFK, knowingly by my government. I was lied to my...
What? There was nothing that came out in the most recent release of these documents that says anything about being lied about your entire life to JFK. Everybody, even the people that get really hard over a 60-year-old assassination.
Yes.
We're like, it's a big nothing burger. Right. There's nothing in there.
This
guy's like, I've been lied to my whole life about JFK.
Knowingly by my government. Lied to it.
And my fucking parents.
Yeah, right? We can throw his parents under the bus.
I was lied to my entire life about JFK. Knowingly by my government. I was lied to my entire life about Hitler. Knowingly by my government.
What was he lied to about fucking Hitler, dickhead?
Well, listen.
And that's just a non-story now because you've got another radical truck running people down in the streets. Folks, I'm Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex Jones today, but do not be afraid because we have a ton of great guests today. We will be hearing from Alex Jones in the next segment. I'm a pioneer. Then David Knight will be joining me in studio. Paul Joseph Watson will be Skyping Europe, where the trucks are out of control in Europe, folks. We got to do something about these trucks before they make it here. Leanne McAdoo will be in studio with me at 1. Roger Stone joins me at 1:30. And then from NoMoreFakeNews.com, John Rappaport.
Listen to this fucking rogues gallery of scum that they're bringing in.
Well, Roger Stone is the most reputable, right, of all those fuck nuts. I mean, really, God.
Hitler is alive and well. Where this came from is that in some declassified CIA document somewhere, there was a report.
Right.
I'm doing this from memory. There was a report from a spook in South America in the 60s.
Yes.
Maybe 50s.
Okay.
Who heard from a guy that Hitler totes got out.
Right.
Of Germany.
Oh, shit.
Ended up in Colombia for a little while.
Pedo bashers.
And then, of course, Argentina.
Right.
That Hitler was in this group of former Nazis who still almost worshipped him and treated him like a king in their group or whatever.
A boy band.
And that he was alive. Now, what happened was this guy sent the report to the CIA and said, hey, I met some people down here that swear they met Hitler.
Right.
Or swear that their cousin, third removed, had a milkman who said his brother met Hitler.
Right. Why didn't Hitler end up a judge on The Voice?
What?
Why wasn't Hitler a judge on The Voice?
Well, we don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
And he ended up... I forgot where I was going with that.
In Argentina, he's been alive. Somebody had a drink with him
somewhere. Oh, so he sent it to the CIA.
Yes.
And the CIA said, okay, we'll get right on top of that.
Right.
And basically, they sent a memo back or whatever saying, you know, we're busy.
Yes.
We'll get to this. It's just we're really busy. We can't afford to spend manpower right now chasing Hitler rumors in Colombia and Argentina. So that's it.
Right.
It never went anywhere.
Okay.
And there was no corroboration. They never heard it from anybody else.
Yes.
That was released.
That's enough.
Now it's proof. My government's been lying to me since I was a kid. My government's been lying my whole life about Hitler.
Don't you think if the CIA had a chance to bring Hitler to justice, don't you think they would?
Not if they helped him, Ryan. You know how the evil Democrats.
Boo.
I'm sure Roosevelt was like, let Adolf go. retire down in Colombia.
Is Hillary Clinton, was she hiding Hitler?
In
one of her properties.
In her labia.
Oh, okay. Bill's like, I don't fuck Hillary anymore. Now she's got Hitler stashed in her vagina.
That's what's going on.
That is
in Knuckle Dragger Central.
It's spectacular. I mean, do you think that guy, that dickhead, believes is a? Do you think
this asshole?
Do you think he would have?
He's dumb.
Would he be shameless enough to say there's a civil war happening on Saturday and there's super soldiers cutting people's heads off?
Oh, I'm stay tuned. I'm sure this is from the beginning of the show. I'm sure there's going to be footage later where Roger Stone gets on or one of these other assholes and is totally like, well, we got to watch out for these super soldiers on Saturday.
And somebody like Roger Stone isn't going to say it's happening. He'll say, I haven't heard anything, but it could be true.
Well, you know, they're saying are saying.
So err on the side of caution, just to be safe, show up at all these city squares with your fucking, you know, rifles and things like that. Just so we'll be safe. Oh, man. We are fucked.
They're just out of their fucking mind. I guess we haven't done this in a little while here on the show. And I'm trying to find the appropriate drop. Notes to our software provider.
Okay.
It would be great if I could type in a couple of letters and bring up the list.
Auto-complete, right?
When animals get pissed.
Please. Calm down.
That second one sounded like a real moo, didn't it? Yeah. It was like a moo.
Yeah.
Cows are cool.
Right.
Wonderful creatures.
Yes.
Very gentle. Not real bright.
Right.
The
great
this,
Far Side cartoons, by the way.
This, oh yeah.
Hilarious. You guys are good at that.
Still one of my favorites is the Boneless Chicken Ranch.
Yeah.
I've seen that. Google that. Google Far Side Boneless Chicken Ranch. And you'll laugh. This is a story from here in Florida, Ryan.
Oh, yes. Okay.
A Florida resident has died.
Oh, shit.
By choosing poorly, let's say.
Is this because some snake shit?
Florida health officials have announced that a resident has died of rabies.
Oh, my God.
Not a good way to go.
What happened?
After being bitten by a bat.
No, oh, damn it. Don't fuck with these bats, man. They're all over the fucking place.
The resident lived in Highlands County and did not seek treatment.
No. Well, that was a mistake, right?
Untreated rabies can cause nearly 100% fatality in a human.
Aren't you supposed to rub some patchouli on it?
And that the viruses pose a great risk for unvaccinated pets.
Oh, shit. Kate, God damn it, watch out for those fucking bats.
According to the report, raccoons and bats are the main wildlife sources of rabies in Florida.
Yay.
While outside cats are the most common domestic animals carrying the
virus. You're not supposed to have outside cats because they kill the songbirds in this rabies shit, right?
Right.
I know tons of people let their cats out. Stop it.
It's important to avoid direct contact with wildlife if you believe you may have been exposed to rabies, including any physical contact with a bat, call your healthcare provider.
Why the fuck?
And could have been easily treated.
Yeah. But why am I fucking with a bat in the first place? I'm not fucking with a bat.
We don't know what the circumstances were.
Right. That, to me, is the missing bit to this story.
Did not seek treatment.
Right. That was a fail.
And I've got another story here. This is in, I think it's Canada, our friends to the north.
Go fuck yourself.
Where they have universal health care.
They got that Justin Trudeau with that yoga. He does yoga. Have you ever seen those pictures of him doing the plank pose and shit like that?
No. I'm sure he's dreamy.
Well, I mean, he's better than our fucking president. When you trade Trump for Trudeau, fuck. We suck. We fucking suck. God damn it.
The city of Prince Albert, Saskatchewan.
Prince Albert.
And a large chunk of northern Saskatchewan, the entire country, or yes, the entire province.
Continent, province.
Lost power.
No shit. Well, who lives up there? Like four people?
For about an hour.
Sad.
Because a beaver chewed through a power pole southeast of the city.
Oh, man. That beaver's like, I'm going to fuck some shit up. Was this in preparing for Antifa's big civil war? Send in the beavers.
Spokesperson Jonathan Tremblay of Sask Power.
Hello.
Said this was one of our larger wooden power poles. Ooh. And there was ample evidence of beaver damage at the base of it. So beavers had been chewing away at it, don't you know?
Why didn't you do something about it, though? Why didn't they put a metal thing around it so the beavers can chew the fucking pole, dude?
It was a bit of a domino effect.
Right. It's a bit of a domino effect.
They say animals account for about one third of power outages up there.
Listen, dude, I've seen this. You know what I mean? Like, if you have a wooden pole, get some like metal. You know what I'm talking about?
Sure.
Wrap it around.
Flanging at the bottom or something?
Yeah,
the fucking
beaver can't chew through it. That's a solution.
Put up a no beaver sign.
Yeah. What about signage? No Nambla, no beaver.
Usually it's birds flying into substations or squirrels chewing at things they shouldn't. Beavers are fairly rare.
Not anymore, baby. They're coming through your shit.
It says in May, the Crown utility had to repair another line after beavers gnawed through a pole in the southwest. Beavers are more active this time of year, Ryan.
Oh, are they really?
As the young beaver kits, that's what you call little baby beavers.
Is that true?
Kits, yeah.
I never heard that.
Like kittens, but kits.
What about a group of beavers? What do you call that, a clutch?
As they get kicked out of their lodges by their Republican parents.
Right. Hey, no, but this has to do with, deforestation, habitat reduction.
I don't know.
Now these beavers are pissed. Yeah. Taking out poles.
There you go. Animals get pissed.
Wow, that's dangerous,
couple
dude.
Little, but watch out for bats and beavers.
God, we got all kinds of wooden power poles around here. I'm just looking out the window, and there's none of that metal shit wrapped around it. Nobody cares.
Have you seen a beaver wandering around here recently?
But do you? They're like Antifa, these super
Maybe
soldiers.
They're stealth beavers.
Hey, these super soldiers that
slippery
are showing
beavers.
Are they slippery? These super soldiers that are showing up Saturday, they have cloaking ability?
I don't know what their...
Shit, man. I'm nervous.
I don't know what their stats are.
Send out the beavers. Take out these fucking super soldiers. Chew them up.
They've got high strength and high agility.
Send the bats to the rabies. Attack these fuckers.
We've got... This one's bat shit.
Okay.
Is there actual... I wonder if there's...
Right.
Actual audio of this. I'm going to look while I'm reading the story.
Oh, shit.
The former governor of Texas.
Look, boy.
Quite the dancer.
No, God damn it. He really is good. I honestly thought he was good on Dancing with the Stars. Those clips are fucking amazing.
Rick Perry.
He commits, you know.
Ain't the brightest bulb.
Well,
in the GOP box.
He's light on his feet, and that's what counts.
The third agency of government, yeah. I would do away with the education, commerce, and let's see. I can't. The third. Sorry. Oops.
Yeah, somebody give that guy a syrup bottle.
Well, he's got something else he said today.
Oops.
This is... he was speaking at an Axios NBC event in Washington.
Oh, shit.
And he was talking about how totally great and wonderful fossil fuels are.
Yummy. I love it.
Don't you think, wouldn't it be great
of fucking energy
if the Secretary of Energy was like out there saying, the best thing we could do is get the fuck off fossil fuels and get to the point where not one drop of fossil fuels needs to be burned for energy.
I mean, he can't even go to the country of Puerto Rico and get it right. Didn't he call Puerto Rico another country?
Oh, country. That's right.
Yeah.
Right. I forgot about that. I was like, when did he go to Puerto Rico? he told the crowd.
Yes.
And I'm only hemming and hawing because I'm trying to find an exact quote or trying to find the audio, but I don't think we have time.
He's a lunatic.
We
got to
leave like really soon. He said, electricity created specifically by fossil fuels will help prevent sexual assaults in Africa.
I love it.
Perry said a young girl in Africa, he didn't specify which country, just, you know, Africa.
Sure.
The country of Africa, Ryan.
Right, like Toto.
Said that electricity would not only free her from having to rely on firelight to read,
yes,
but would also reduce the risk of sexual assault. Quote, when the lights are on, when you have a light that shines, the righteousness, if you will, on those type of acts. So from the standpoint of how you really affect people's lives, fossil fuels is going to play a role in that. Oh, I happen to think it's going to play a positive role.
What a dickhead. I mean, what an extreme fucking dickhead. That's fucked up.
Although what they do the say fuck? It may, electricity in general, powering streetlights in dark villages. Well, yeah, it does help prevent all kinds of crime.
Yeah, right. He's right. Fossil fuel will prevent sexual assault.
But guess what you don't need for electricity?
What?
Fossil fuel burning.
Ooh,
there are other cheaper, cleaner ways to do that.
Yeah.
But Rick Perry is all like, well, this shows why burning some fucking oil is going to be great for all those brown people.
That's bananas.
Keep them from raping each other.
That's rich. That is truly
you
rich.
Little son of a bitch.
Yeah.
We got to get the hell out of here quickly. Ryan's doing some comedy soon. Find out where. At Radar Comedy on the Twitter, the Instagram, radarcomedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
And we're back with more of this shit tomorrow, everyone. Have a great evening. Faithless Friday tomorrow.
Bye bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.